A lot of low-wage workers don't have benefits, so taking a sick day means no pay for people like Russell McDaniel. He works as a janitor for Clean Power in Madison.
I took the days off, but I didn't receive any pay. This is ludicrous. It's very unfair.
And unhealthy. Sick people spread germs. Daniel Stottleman Scanlon is a public nurse for the city of Madison.
Oftentimes, I tell people they need to stay home until they are no longer contagious. We do not want sick people preparing our food in restaurants or spreading diseases in our daycare, schools, or other businesses.
Like the burgers on his grill at State Street Bar, Larry Schmock is sizzling. He's angry over the proposal requiring paid sick leave. He says it would cut into restaurant and tavern profits, which he says are already down because of a citywide ban on smoking.
All business people right now are looking at each other in total dismay. No one can even believe what's going on here.
Schmock predicts if Madison employers have to pay workers when they stay home sick, local business will give way to corporations. Austin King disagrees. He's the city alder sponsoring the yet undrafted proposal.
Paid sick leave costs employers about $1 per employee per week. If you calculate that out over 40 hours, it's about 3 cents an hour. So I don't think that the economic impact argument, you know, that we're going to shut down every business, I don't think that argument's going to fly.
King cited a study showing sick pay can sometimes even save employers money. Labor researchers at Cornell University found that sick, unproductive workers who infect others cost companies more than they would pay to have workers stay home and get better. King would like to see Madison companies provide at least a week of paid sick leave. That's the amount in a similar proposal stalled at the federal level. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.